Turning now to how a newly revealed glitch in how COVID-19 cases are tracking in Iowa has hampered that state's ability to accurately report the numbers. They're working on a fix, but health officials now have another big problem. People are living in tents and in their cars after that intense windstorm, the derecho, leveled parts of the state last week, a story that would ordinarily get a lot more coverage if it weren't for the pandemic. As listener Andy Hayward wrote us from Cedar Rapids, people are 8 or 9 days without power. There's no way to get home repairs. President Trump is visiting Iowa today. But in Cedar Rapids, an apartment building where many immigrants and refugees live is without a roof. It's one of those that have been deemed unsafe to live in. Let's listen.
So we have small kids sleeping outside in cars or even still inside the apartments, wires hanging down. It's something that should not happen here.
That's from the cell phone video of Kate Payne, Eastern Iowa reporter for Iowa Public Radio. Kate, your images are just astonishing. Tell us more about what you saw and heard.
Yeah, so I went to this apartment complex called Cedar Terrace in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, and it's stunning. It's stunning. There are no roofs on these buildings. The roofs were simply peeled away by this incredibly ferocious storm. The most recent estimates that we got from the National Weather Service is wind speeds of approximately 130 miles per hour. That's comparable to a Category 4 hurricane that came through this community. And so you just have people from all over the world, many of them refugees and immigrants, living in this apartment complex. And for days, they had very little support, and many were literally sleeping out on the ground in the midst of the debris.
Well, you've got pictures of little tents set up outside the apartment building, but people inside the apartment building walking over. There's no floor. You know, they're walking over drywall, pieces of drywall and glass, and little kids, you showed us, you know, playing around rusty nails that are sticking up from wood. Here's what another person told you in another apartment complex. Her name is Jane Garcia.
We've had the smallest amount of help. I mean, look at these buildings. There are no roofs. Where are the people who are going to fix it? It's been a week.
And we're also hearing, as we said from listeners, people who would say they have a comfortable life, but now they're also flattened, can't make repairs. This seems to be pretty much across the board.
So it's been an incredible scale of damage. There certainly are many people in Cedar Rapids and other hard hit parts of the state where their homes are fine. But it's for those people who are living in these destroyed homes, obviously it's a crisis. And for even those who their homes are fine, there's real hunger in this community and people struggling to get even the most basic medical supplies, including insulin, oxygen, diapers. Volunteers cannot get a hold of enough diapers for people in these communities. So there's really, really dire needs.
Look, we did a story last week on how this derecho, which is like a tornado without the spiral, just flattened the corn crop and the impact that would have. And we heard from people in your area who said, we're more than corn. You know, we're people here who are hungry. No internet service. The city of Cedar Rapids said it was going to distribute flyers at grocery and home improvement stores to get more information out to the public. But, you know, what's happening? How is help coming to your average citizen and then, you know, these refugees?
So things are definitely improving day by day, leaps and bounds. But again, the need is just so great. But, you know, early on in this county, in Linn County, 97% of the county did not have power. The county government phone lines were completely down. So telecommunications was totally hamstrung. So just getting basic information about the scale of the damage, you know, the fullness of what we were dealing with, it took a really long time for that to dawn on people. And in the meantime, again, so many families already dealing with the pandemic, already dealing with the economic crisis, were experiencing real hunger and deprivation. Mm-hmm. And so now the city is working on opening neighborhood resource centers where folks can get to if they, you know, hopefully they're nearby that they can walk if their car is destroyed or if they don't have one. But even at some of these resource centers, you know, I was talking to folks running them, they're running out of food all day long. One of the only things at one of these locations that they had reliably was crackers and peanut butter. That was what they could give people. And there's a real disappointment there. So the need is so great here still.
We mentioned that President Trump touched down. It's been over a week. But also, did he not sign the full amount of federal funds that people were hoping for?
Yes. So earlier yesterday, he had tweeted that he had, in fact, approved the entire request, which was $3.9 billion. But in fact, he had only approved a portion of that request, a fraction, really, for public assistance for county governments to fix public utilities, to fix public buildings, but individual assistance, which is so sorely needed, he did not approve. So we are still waiting for that approval, even as he is visiting the state today.
That's Kate Payne, Eastern Iowa reporter for Iowa Public Radio. We have to note, Kate, you were repeatedly offered food by people who have been, you know, starving, these migrants who don't have enough, and you turned it down. But, you know, it says so much. Kate, thank you.
Thank you.